This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Catherine.
And me, Neil. Hello.
In this programme, we're talking about modal verbs of ability.
Yes, we are. We'll explain what they are.
We'll give you some useful tips on using them.
There'll be lots of examples.
And of course, we'll finish with a quiz.
So, here we go. First of all, what are modals of ability?
Well, there are lots of different modal verbs like must, might and have to. And we use them together with main verbs to add meaning to what we say.
So in this programme, we're talking about the modal verbs can and could. We're looking at how we can use these modals with main verbs to add meaning related to ability. Here's Mike with an example.
Humans can only live without water for 3 to 5 days.
So that's can with the verb live to express ability. And in this example, the ability is to live without water. And in this programme, we're going to talk about ability with the phrase be able to plus a verb. It's similar to can, but it's particularly useful when we're suggesting that something is a bit surprising, like this from Mike.
Humans can only live without water for 3 to 5 days. However, they are able to live without food for up to 3 weeks.
OK, in those examples, we're talking about ability in the present. Now for the past.
Yeah, the past. And the past of can is could. We also use be able to in the past, but of course it becomes was able to or were able to. Listen.
People in Asia could write before people in Europe.
Or?
People in Asia were able to write before people in Europe.
But sometimes you have to use be able to and not could.
Mm-hmm. And that happens when we're talking about a single event in the past, not general ability.
Exactly. Another example, please, Mike.
After climbing for 6 hours, they were able to reach the top of the mountain.
And you can't use could in that example, because could is for general ability, not a single occasion like climbing one mountain.
But there is another verb that you can use in that last sentence. Have a listen.
After climbing for 6 hours, they managed to reach the top of the mountain.
Thank you, Mike. We often use managed to with a verb for ability if something is very difficult to do or if something is very successful.
Exactly. Remember that can and could are always followed by the infinitive without to, and they are the same for all subject pronouns.
Right, but be able to changes for different persons. It's am, is, are able to for the present, and was, were able to for the past.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're looking at modal verbs of ability.
Yes, we are. And we've got a few extra tips for you today.
We have. And the first tip is, you know, sense verbs like see, hear and smell.
Mm-hmm.
And verbs of thinking like believe, understand and remember. Well, we usually use can and not be able to with those. Examples, please, Mike.
I can't understand this question.
Good. Second tip. When we have two main verbs together, we can't put can or could between them. For example, with the sentence, I'd like to swim, it's okay to say,
I'd like to be able to swim.
But it's not okay to say,
I'd like to can swim.
Oh no, you can't say that. That sounds a bit strange.
Yeah, horrible.
Next tip. There is also no present perfect form of can. If we need the present perfect for ability, we use be able to. An example, please.
He hasn't been able to walk since the accident.
Thank you, Mike. And now a tip about manage to in the negative form. We say can't manage to in the present, but it's couldn't manage to or didn't manage to in the past.
I can't manage to swim that far. 55 pies. I can't manage to eat all those. The men couldn't manage to lift the piano. He didn't manage to get the grades he needed for university.
OK, thank you, Mike. And now it's quiz time. Will you manage to get 3 correct answers?
Let's see. Are these sentences correct or incorrect? Number 1. The villagers were good hunters, but they couldn't grow crops.
And that's correct.
Well done. Number 2. My phone wasn't working, but the receptionist could phone for a taxi.
And that's not correct. The correct sentence is, the receptionist was able to phone for a taxi.
And number 3. I want to can do this.
And that's not correct. Between two main verbs, we have to use be able to. So the correct sentence is, I want to be able to do this.
And that is the end of the quiz. Congratulations if you managed to get them all right.
Yes, well done. And there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.